Hello, folks. This is quite late, but this is my May Day's boo for day 13. I hope you're all okay. I'm good. I've done my next bit of Samaritan's training, which was quite tough, just because of the nature of what we were discussing. It was quite tough going, really. As Kate will verify from when she did training all those years ago.
Anyway. And having done bits of training of trainers.
Yes, training of trainers, indeed. Anyway. That's not what I'm going to talk about in this book, but I'm going to talk about something fairly controversial. I suppose because we were talking about quite a controversial subject tonight, I feel in the mood for sort of a bit of a debate. So, Kate and I were just discussing it, and I've decided to do my boo. I'm getting ready for bed, so do excuse me. Faffing about and putting my pyjamas on and things. I'm going to talk about, and I've asked Kate to jump in with this as well, how people sort of perceive audio as opposed to pictures. Now, I know this has been covered before, and I think I responded to someone's boo. But it was a couple of years ago now, so I think it's worth doing again. Because it is quite a, again, I suppose quite a controversial topic. For example, the sort of thing I mean is, well, not just audio and pictures, but I suppose audio in general as well. For example, yesterday we went to Hereford. And as you know, I got my pair of canaries. Now, in the shop, Kate and I both had our Olympus DM5s, and we both did a recording. We weren't going to use it as a boo, but we were both just doing some recording of the birds and one thing and another. And the guy was on there, and he was talking about these birds. And, for example, if he'd said something like, oh yeah, I know where these birds come from, and their parents won best canary in some show or other last year, and their breeder's quite famous. He's a champion canary breeder, so these are you know, from a real good bloodline and blah blah blah. I could have thought, I'm gonna go and check this out. And if I'd found out that it was wrong, I could have gone back to the pet shop and said to him, you told me, you know, if I found out that my canaries weren't timbrado canaries at all, but just standard border canaries crossed with something else that were bred in someone's back garden in a great big dirty aviary, not very well looked after. Their parents or grandparents or great-grandparents had never seen a show in their lives. I could have gone back to him and said, hey, this is what I found out. You told me blah, blah, blah. And if he said I did not, I could have then said to him, well, okay, you have a listen to this. And I could, I suppose, potentially, I could get him into a hell of a lot of trouble. And that goes for, you could do that with so many people and so many different things.
Yeah, good.
And we were just talking about, I suppose, when is it right to publish something and when is it right not to? I suppose is what I'm getting at for the first bit of the debate. I'll move on to pictures in a minute because I suppose that's a whole different debate, really. I will always try and, if I'm doing a boo, or even if I'm doing an Olympus recording, I will say, this isn't going public. It's just a recording for my personal, just for my personal archives. You know, like you would use a camera, I'm just doing a recording. Is that all right? If it is going public, if I've been talking to my mum, I've said to her, look, this is a boo. Are you happy to speak, or are you happy to be here? You know, is it okay if I publish it? People can listen to it if I do. And luckily, I know my family always sort of say, yeah, that's fine. And I suppose then it's about you being responsible as the the poster, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so.
And the publisher of that boo. For example, I did a boo once of me and my dad out for a walk with the dogs. And we started talking about a family member. And it was quite personal stuff, really. I can't remember what we were talking about now, but and that doesn't matter. And I got home, and although it was a lovely walk, and on the whole, it was a lovely boo, I thought, do you know what? I can't publish that. So I just I went into drafts and I deleted it. Because I thought, no, I just can't do it. I wouldn't feel right publishing something like that. It's such dodgy ground, isn't it? If you start thinking about it on the whole. I mean, you know, me and Kate have been out doing boos on location, and you know, and a lot of people do boos on location. You know, we've listened to a few of them, and you hear someone in the street walking past and sort of saying, "Oh yeah, me and my boyfriend were talking last night about blah blah blah." You know, you can't stop them and say, "Excuse me, before you go, can I just let you know that I'm recording this and it's going to go on the internet. It's going to go public. Is that all right?"
Yeah.
You know, you can't go into a shop and someone says, "Yes, please." And you say, "Oh, can I have 2 bars of chocolate?" And they say, "Yeah, that'll be £2, please." You know, do you say to them, "I'm actually recording this. Is that okay?" Or
do you have a sign on your chest saying "recording in progress"?
I am recording. Recording in progress, yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you just publish it anyway, which I do, unless I sort of think, oh, I better not. Or do you not publish it? You know, is it, I suppose, right to sort of think, oh, I better not publish that, because it was a member of public who doesn't know, because I suppose they don't have it. You're taking their choice away.
Yeah.
And when you start thinking about it, you start thinking, Jesus, I don't know, it's...
It's a bit like being photographed and put on social networks without realising.
It is. I mean, and that happened to me a couple of months ago. We went to a party, Kate and I, and someone took a photo. And the first I knew about it was when it said, "So-and-so has tagged you in a photo on Facebook." And I thought, what? And it was only when I saw that, and I thought, oh, right. And I knew then who had taken it, but I wasn't told that I was being photographed. I wasn't asked, "Can I take a photograph, Sam? And also, I'm going to tag you in it and put it on Facebook. Is that okay?" It was just done.
Mm.
And I suppose if I'd wanted to, I could have spoken to the person in question and said, "Hey, how dare you do that without my knowledge?" And I suppose it's the same with audio. You have to be so careful.
Yeah.
So when is it right to press the publish button, and when is it right not to?
Yeah.
I suppose is my debate. And then we go on to the whole thing of it's interesting how people perceive audio differently to photographs. Like Kate's mum, and she said, I can sort of say, mention this, because I'm not going to mention a name or anything. Kate's mum is actually quite uncomfortable when it comes to audio. When we were out and about yesterday, Kate's mum kept saying, "So what are you actually doing, Kate? Are you listening to something?" And Kate said, "Well, no, I'm recording using my microphones." Oh, I'll have to be careful what I say then.
Mm.
And that's the first thing people say, "Oh, I have to watch my P's and Q's. Oh, I'll have to be careful what I say." Or, "Oh, I'm going to shut up."
Yeah.
Yet, Kate's mum is happy for Kate's dad to take a photo of Sam and Kate sat there. That looks really nice. She's happy for that. So she's happy for sort of faces to be shown on Facebook and made public, but not her voice. And I find that really interesting.
Saying that, she's even a bit funny about Facebook, but I think generally she's not very techie.
No.
But then, you know, it's a very interesting difference.
It is. It is a very interesting difference. I mean, like I said, my family, luckily, I've always had recorders on me. Even when I was little, I had those little flat tape recorders. And I used to carry it round and I'd just record at random moments. And they would all laugh, and they still laugh now. "Oh, you bloody recording again, are you? You know, what's that? What's that, a recorder, is it? Yeah, oh, Christ." You know, but they just laugh because it's just me. It's just what I do.
Yeah.
And I've tried to explain to sighted people, look, it's like I view recordings and boos as you would view a camera or a video camera.
Yeah.
But people even see, if someone took a video had a video shot of you walking down the street, a lot of sighted people would be okay with that, even if they heard you saying, are you videoing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. And they would still publish that.
Yeah, they would.
Yet, if you're recording them on Audioboo and they say, are you recording? Yeah. Well, bloody don't, because I don't want to be recorded. They're really funny about audio.
Yeah, it's strange.
It's really odd. It's like if there's no visual, they don't like it.
It's all, yeah.
And I would think just audio without visual is safer.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, okay, you could sort of think, oh, I know that voice, that's Kate, or that's Sam, or whatever. Or that's Sam's mum, or that's Sam's dad. But I don't know, it's just interesting, I think, how people perceive audio. Mm,
yeah.
It's perceived very differently to pictures, I think.
Yeah. And I don't think it's given as much credit.
No, I don't think it is.
You know, people have stacks and stacks of videos and pictures, but they don't have stacks and stacks of sound files.
No. Whereas us, I mean, Kate and I were at mine early yesterday morning and she got some lovely recorders. She said, oh, I want to get some nice recordings of your clocks and things. And just things like me making coffees and just soundscapes. You want to get like loads of soundscapes of things now, don't you, with your mics and things. And yeah, I don't know, it's just a really interesting subject.
Hmm. And obviously, there's laws around it, and I'm sure we all accept them and don't really read them.
But I'm sure we do, but every time we post a boo, sure we're accepting Audio Boom's terms and conditions. But who reads the terms and conditions? I don't, because they go on so bloody long. Yeah. Not just with Audio Boom, that's with anything. I'm terrible for just, I agree.
Mm.
But you think, well, shit, what am I agreeing to?
Yeah.
What am I agreeing to do, or what am I agreeing not to do?
Yeah.
I know it says something like you can't post anything offensive.
No, yeah.
You know, you can't be seen to be racist or sexist or whatever, you know, and that, I suppose that kind of goes without saying, really.
I wonder when you can discuss politics, because I know some of these
things,
like my dad works for amateur radio, and one of the things they can't talk about is politics.
Mm. Yeah, there were some really controversial boos after the election.
Yeah. Me included. You know,
people slagging the Tories off, and really, really controversial stuff. But no one's got, as far as I know, no one's been pulled up about it.
No.
But also the nice, I'm going to sort of change it around slightly now. The nice thing about audio, an audio forum like this, Audio Boo, is if something happens and somebody gets upset, is how they all pull together.
Yeah.
A couple of things have happened lately, which I won't go into, because those of you who follow me and listen to me will know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's been a bit, people have been a bit sort of unnerved, I suppose. Yeah. And a bit like, oh my God, I'm not allowed to say this. Oh, Jesus, that was a bit threatening, or that didn't sound very nice, or oh hell, I shouldn't have posted this. And it's surprising, you get one person that says, I don't like the way you've done this, or
throws the toys out,
I don't like this, or I'm going to do this, or blah, 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 if people don't follow me. And it's surprising, the audiobook community just sort of goes, and thinks, right, and you all pull together, and like, you know, whoa, hang on.
Yeah.
And the amount of posts in support.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Which is quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
So the audio community, I really like.
So do I. Yeah, I do.
And I like it more than, I love it more, a lot more than Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can hear people.
Yeah.
I
think it's sad that not a lot of people, not many sighted people really use audio.
It is. I mean, some do, but I think the majority of people, I think Audio Boo's, I would imagine that one of their biggest communities is the blind community.
I would say.
I might be wrong, but
which is ironic when the accessibility could be better.
Yes, it could. Yeah.
So just to let you know, Audio Boo, if you're listening, you're absolutely brilliant. But you need to work on your accessibility. There you go.
But I know for a fact that if God forbid, if Audio Boo ever said that they were going to cease to be, I don't know where this community would be.
No.
Because it would be awful to think of it sort of falling apart. Because you do, you look forward to certain people's posts. Oh, so-and-so's posted. Oh, good. Mm. I'll have a listen to that when I'm doing dinner, or I'll have a listen to that when I'm travelling to such and such or whatever. Or so, yeah, it is a great forum. But, yeah, that's sort of a debate with a couple of sides to it, I suppose. I hope I've made sense. I think I have. So do feel free to join us in our discussions.
Yes, do.
What do you think? What are your thoughts? Mm. Obviously, if you've discussed it previously and you don't want to discuss it again, then that's absolutely fine. But if you do, then please feel free. I look forward to hearing what you think. So on that note, folks, I am going to have a drink because I'm really thirsty. I've done too much talking now, I think. And chill out for a bit, post this, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye for now.
Bye.